1888.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at the Topsfield Fair. And I know a lot of you grow vegetables. Well, I have a surprise for you today. We have Richard Bonanno. He is a farmer. He has 50 acres of vegetables. So if you think you had a few problems in your little backyard garden, Richard will tell you about there. And he is here because of the Farm Bureau. And he's going to give you some information about that tomato and the potato blight, as well as a lot of other things about your vegetable garden. And for those of you that come to the fair, if you come into the produce building, there is going to be a free flyer about the late blight and how to manage it for the fall, the winter, and the spring. It's free, and it's printed by the University of Massachusetts, the Extension Service, and we're going to tell you a little bit about what's on this flyer. We want you to relax. We want you to calm down. The days of the Irish potato famine are long gone because we now know how to manage it. In the days of the famine, they had no idea, and the potatoes didn't keep. They fell apart, and we had major, major problems. But again, joining us, Rich Bonanno. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you grow 50 acres of vegetables.
We do.
How easy is that?
It's a full-time job, pretty much. This 2009 was our 100th year in my family raising vegetables in Methuen. So we grow a variety of different crops. Over the years, our farm has changed a lot. There was a time we did dairy. Prior to World War II, we actually raised over 4,000 pigs on our farm. And we've been in vegetables also from the beginning. Our major crops include leaf lettuce, like Boston, red leaf, green leaf, romaine. We also grow a lot of warm season vegetables, different kinds of peppers, summer squash, zucchini. But then we also grow eggplants, tomatoes. We had a little problem with late blight this year. And we also grow a lot of greens. We grow kale and beets and parsley and leeks and rhubarb. We've got about almost 4 acres of rhubarb in Methuen.
Wow. That's a lot of rhubarb.
It is a lot of rhubarb. Our customers go as far as New York City with our rhubarb sales.
Wow. Now, probably the biggest question this year has been the blight on the tomatoes and potatoes. I try and grow my garden as organically as possible, and I have never, ever, ever had a problem like this. One day, my potatoes started, and the talk was about tomatoes, and it never dawned on me at the time that it was the potatoes and the tomatoes together, being in the same family, that it would spread. So I kept spraying my potatoes, just couldn't stop it. And my tomatoes looked pretty good. And then as soon as all the leaves on my potatoes went, like overnight, looked like somebody took a torch to my tomatoes, and within 2 weeks, they're all gone.
Yeah, this is exactly what it looks like. It looks like somebody took a torch to them. Basically, late blight, the famed disease of the Irish potato famine from the 1800s, is a disease that is common throughout the country, but we don't usually see it in New England until the fall. It cannot overwinter here. It's not the type of disease that does well in our winters. There's only one way that late blight can overwinter in New England, and that is in potato tubers from plants that had late blight. If those tubers can survive the winter, either because they're still buried in your garden or they might be in a pile where they're protected with leaves and don't freeze in the wintertime, that's the one way that late blight can overwinter here. But generally, we see late blight in the fall. It comes up from the south. It can grow, it can survive in the south very well in the southern United States, but it only moves up here usually in late summer. The difference in 2009, it wasn't just the rain, although the rain helped contribute to the problem. The issue up here this year was late blight came up on tomato plants that were brought up by some stores, some of the big box stores early in the spring. And those plants were infected from late blight starting in May and June. And what happens is as the late blight develops in those plants, the fungus, the spores of the fungus can be waterborne. They can move in rain and they can move in wind. So even if you went to a local grower and you bought tomato plants, or you started tomato plants from your own seed that you might have bought from a seed catalog, eventually with all the rain and all the wind, the late blight just moved everywhere. And it affected tomatoes and potatoes. Of course, peppers and eggplants and petunias are in the same family, but they're not affected by late blight. In our case, our tomato crop started off great. We were in a nice protected area, so the prevailing wind didn't seem to be affecting our tomatoes. I did spray them a couple of times with the usual fungicides, but they looked good. And we had a second field of tomatoes that wasn't quite as protected. And that started to look great. It flowered. There were a lot of tomatoes on there. But that second field of tomatoes got late blight. And then as soon as that got it, within a week, it moved to the main field. And then within about 2 weeks, the entire field was gone. It was very discouraging. When I chopped up the field, it looked like a field of tomato sauce. There were so many tomatoes out there in that field that were ruined by the late blight.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking with the University of Maine, and they were saying that the spores could carry in the wind 60 miles in one day.
It can move, and that's how it gets up here. I mean, there are insects and diseases that don't overwinter in New England that come up in the fall, and usually what brings them here are these low-pressure systems, leftover hurricanes, leftover tropical storms that move up the coast. So it's not uncommon for late blight to be in North Carolina yesterday. And over the course of 2 or 3 weeks with these tropical systems, it's in New England. That's how it gets up here. It's very, very capable of moving in the weather and in the wind and in the rain. It's a water spore, a water fungus, and it just moves with the weather. So to come from Florida to New England is part of its yearly move.
Wow. So this year we got the late blight early.
We got the late blight early because it was on plants early in the season, starting in May and early June.
Now, for the average homeowner, what can he do right now to help at least minimize the amount of damage or prevent? Is there something special?
Well, in the middle of the summer, we were encouraging people to destroy and cover all of the tomato plants and potato plants that were infected because we were trying to minimize the infection on other tomato plants and other potato plants that were still healthy. Now that we've made it to October and we're at the end of the season, we're not really looking to minimize the spread in New England. We're looking towards next year. So basically, the best thing that a homeowner can do is to till infected plant material into the soil. The soil is great at decomposing plant material, but late blight from tomato plants or potato plants that have the disease won't carry over to next year. But still, it's a good idea to till these tomato plants or pepper plants or potato plants into the ground. The real key and the one place that you want homeowners to be really observant and vigilant would be if they grew potatoes, to make sure that all the potato tubers that may have been infected with late blight are out of their gardens. And they're either composted or destroyed so that they cannot be here in the spring to infect. That is the one place that it can infect from next year.
Now, if they grew potatoes in one end of the garden this year, they had the fungus. Would they be better off to plant it in a different location? That way, if you see shoots from last year's potatoes come up, you know that those are infected. But if you put them in the same area, the shoots from the infected are going to be in with the healthy. Yeah,
that's actually a great idea. I mean, it's always a good idea to move things around your garden and not plant the same thing every year in the same spot. But in the case of late blight, that's a particularly good idea because if you move the potatoes to another area, the only way that the potato tubers from last year are going to affect the potatoes from the following year that you plant is they have to come up. The fungus will have to then get into the above ground parts, and then you have to have the weather system to move the blight. So if you put them in a different spot, you look at the spot you had them in last year, and as soon as you see any potatoes come up, immediately go in, dig those plants up, including the tubers, and get rid of them out of your garden, and that will stop the problem from happening to you the following year.
Wonderful. And now this leaflet, they can get that here just today or every day?
Well, it's available all week at the fair, and it's entitled Late Blight Management for Fall, Winter, and Spring, a Gardener's Checklist. It's really geared towards homeowners and what you can do, a lot of the things that we've talked about in a little more detail. But it's also available on the web. UMass Extension has a website, and the name of that website is umassvegetable.org. So UMass, as in University of Massachusetts, UMASS, vegetable.org. And in that website, you will find this leaflet as well if you want to print it out and be able to read it more thoroughly if you can't make it to the fair.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate all the information. And stop by, and we'll give you some information about keeping your garden clean during the entire fair.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit...
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Remember, come to the Topsfield Fair and pick up your free brochure on the late blight. And we'll help you with all of your gardening questions. I'm here until 2 o'clock to answer all of them. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Joyce on the line, who's calling about some knockout rose bushes.
Joyce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and thank you for your patience, Joyce.
Good morning, Paul. I really enjoy your show. I've been listening to you for a long time. I had bought two knockout rose bushes, and I hadn't had a chance to get them into the ground, and I may not be able to. I want to know how I can winter them. And the second thing is I have three rambler bushes that I cut back in the spring, and I shouldn't have done it because they're very spindly, and I want to know how I can bring them back.
Okay, now the roses that you cut back hard, what kind were they?
They were a rambler, just a red rambler.
Okay, and you cut them how close to the ground?
I cut them back probably left about 2 feet.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do with that, roses are plants that really are hungry compared to a regular shrub. April, May, June, July, and August, you should be feeding them. No fertilizer after September 1st, because if you fertilize your roses September on, and we have a nice fall, you encourage the rose to make a lot of new growth. Then the weather gets cold, and that new growth didn't have a chance to harden off, and then you get a lot of winter kill. So for now, what I would do with your roses is make sure they get plenty of water, but no food. Around Thanksgiving, Columbus Day to Thanksgiving, when all the leaves are off, if you can put about 12 to 18 inches of bark mulch, shredded leaves, pine needles, compost, anything like that, right around your roses, that will help to insulate them and prevent winter damage or winter dieback. In the spring, spread that organic matter around the plant and feed them with a granular food. You can use either a straight fertilizer, it doesn't matter if it's chemical or organic. You can use the combination insects and fertilizer, or insect control, disease control, and fertilizer. But that's something that should be done monthly, because roses grow fast. And that's going to help to produce some new growth, and your rambling roses will come right back. But in the future, when you prune a rose, the only thing that you prune is below the graft. And if you look at your rose bush carefully, you're going to see a swollen area. Looks like your fist. And the branches come out of that fist-like growth. That's where you want to prune. Anything below the graft should be removed, because those are suckers. Everything above the graft are going to be healthy, flower-producing branches, and that will really help a great deal. Now, on your knockout roses, this time of the year, I don't like to do a lot of pruning. Look at your plant. If you're beginning to see that the leaves are turning yellow and you're losing foliage, that's telling you that the rose is sending the energy in the leaves. You know that green color? That's chlorophyll. That is the factory that makes the food for the plant. Once the chlorophyll begins to go from dark green to yellow, that energy, that factory is being shut down, and it's being stored in the root system for the winter. Don't prune it. Because if you prune your roses in the fall, because all the energy is going down, it's not going to make a scab. And if it doesn't scab over, during the winter when the wind blows across the yard, it sucks the energy out of the stem. The stem dries out a little bit at a time. And by the time spring gets here, if you have a winter without a lot of snow cover, you end up with a rose bush that's all dried out and possibly dead. So the time to prune your roses. If you live in New England, when the Red Sox play baseball for real, which hopefully they'll start to do real soon here with the playoffs coming. So when they play baseball for real in the spring, they leave Florida, they come to Fenway Park, that's when you prune your roses, and never, ever in the fall.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no. Not if you use Scott's GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home. ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at the Tropsfield Fair, open from 10 to 10 until the big holiday coming up. And we want you to come on down and say hello. We've been talking to all kinds of people at the fair today. We talked with Rick Rowe about bees and how important they are to us. We talked with Richard Bonanno from the Farm Bureau about problems with the tomato blight and a lot of other things. And one of the things that we really need to get ready for, I want you to think back this past spring. We're talking March. The snow began to melt. And in areas where it was really sheltered and the snow was real deep, as it melted, you notice mounds of soil on top of the ground. Then you notice these zigzag-type patterns running through the grass and a lot of dead patches. Well, those are moles and voles. Now is the time to prevent that from happening again. And if you had it last year, it's going to either be the same or worse this year. So I asked a good friend, Gregory Exidy, to join us from the Bobex Company to tell you how to manage the moles and the voles at this time of the year. Gregory, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm terrific, and I really appreciate you coming on this morning and telling us what we can do to eliminate the moles and the voles. And also, this is the time of the year where we're planting things like tulips and daffodils and crocuses and hyacinths, and that the tulips and the crocuses are great food for these rodents, chipmunks and squirrels and animals like that. Tell us what to do to protect these bulbs to begin with at this time of the year.
Yep, you're right. They're great food above the ground and below the ground. This time of year, when you're planting your bulbs, we recommend putting a little bit of bulb dip protection on them. So when you put your bulbs in the ground, they'll make it through to the first frost or to when the soil freezes up. And the way you do that is our product has a sticking agent in it, and it allows the bulb to become non-smellable by the voles. They can't detect it because of the odor of the Bobex and the vapor guard or the vapor barrier that we put in the product.
So if people buy bulbs, what do they do before planting?
What you want to do is take your bulbs out of the package and remove any loose skins that may flake off. And then take an old coffee can or an old container that you don't want, and you can take the Bobex R. We recommend the Bobex R because it's the stronger of the two formulas that we make. And buy the concentrate and just put a half a can full of in the can, and then take your bulb and swish it around a little bit. You get a nice coating of Bobex on that bulb, and then the trick, though, is to make sure your bulbs dry fast. Make sure they're completely dried, because when the sticking agent in our product is allowed to dry, it becomes water insoluble. It won't re-saturate. And then you can plant them at that point in time. And in doing
so, you soak them for how long, Gregory?
Just a few minutes. Give them a few minutes of a soak, not too long. Just swish them around a little bit, maybe 1 or 2 minutes, let's say, tops. Get a good saturation in there to all the crevices. And that will create a vapor shield around that bulb. And again, it's the olfactory systems of these animals that are a lot better than humans. They can root around, and they'll smell that bulb underneath the ground, and then that's it. They're going to eat it out from the ground up. So.
Wow. And that will last the whole fall and winter season.
Yep, that'll definitely get you through into, we have frosts all over the place, and as soon as the frost comes around, the frozen soils, they're not going to be able to do anything at that point in time, definitely. So it'll definitely last through frost. And that way your bulbs will survive this critical time period of your planting.
Right. Now, once you've taken all your bulbs out and you've cleaned it, can you take the Bobex R that's left and apply it to your shrubs so that the deer will not eat?
Yep, you just make sure you filter a little bit. Just use a little bit of cheesecloth to make sure any particulates don't get into your tank sprayer. So the whatever's left over in that coffee can, put it back in the bottle, and you could use that as a topical protection.
Okay. Now, if the homeowner has had problems in the past with deer coming in.
Mm-hmm.
When is the best time in the fall or early winter for the homeowner to do something to prevent damage?
Well, the answer is kind of simple. It's now. You want to break their habitat. You want to break their browsing patterns. If you can get them used to not coming in your yard, it's a home run. But unfortunately, you're going to be shoving them onto your neighbor's yard. So, the neighbor, your problem becomes your neighbor's problem then. But if you can get them used to not checking into your yard in the winter time, in the winter time when it's really pressured, when they have nothing else to eat, they are going to go after arborvitaes or hollies. They're going to use your yard as a usual browsing habit. Try to break those habits.
Okay. Now, if we're going to be putting down the Bulbex now, are we going to have to reapply this during the winter?
We go with about every 60 days. Any more than that, the product, the longevity of product isn't as much as it was, you know, before 60 days. But the trick here is we ask people to spray in November or now in October. You want to hit it again in November, January, and then start up again in March. Basically, you want to try to find the nice day, and it's a hard thing in New England because you never know, but every once in a while we'll get a nice 40-degree day, at least in the southern New England area. And we can get out there, take that opportunity to get out there and reapply. Whether it's Bobex or another repellent, get out there, reapply your repellent so that you shore up your shrubs again. Because if you don't, they're going to come in and eat your hollies, your arborvitaes, your rhododendrons. Even though they're not popular, you know, nothing is actually deer-proof. It's all a matter of a spectrum.
If it's hungry enough, it's going to eat it.
Yep. People will eat people if they're hungry enough. So you can imagine, you know, what deer are going to do in March when their food sources have been depleted. So, yeah, basically, if you're buying a plant and it's deer-resistant, it's only deer-resistant to a certain level of pressure from deer. After that, if there are so many deer per mile and they have nothing else to eat, they will go through different species of plants. You know, we've heard anecdotal stories of boxwood and even daffodils, for that matter, of deer eating them.
Wow. Now, if you have, let's say, a hedge of arborvitaes, and I've driven all over New England, and you'll see people will put in a nice arborvitae hedge. They put them 4, 5, 6 feet apart, and from the ground up, the first 4 or 5 feet, it looks like there was almost girdled compared to the very top of the plant. Now, should you apply the Bobex just on the lower half of the plant, or should you actually spray the whole plant?
Well, you want to go 7 feet up. When the deer will get up on their hind legs and they'll eat. So after about 7 feet, I wouldn't bother. You know, they do grow very high, but you want to make sure you get from 0 to 7 feet up. And with a wand, if your pressure tank sprayer has a wand on the end of it, it shouldn't be too hard. And you want to think coating. You don't want to saturate the plant. Well, with any of the repellents, including Bobex, you just want to put a nice coating like you would be painting a car. If it starts dripping off, you're wasting your material. You want to kind of move on to the next or onto the other portion of the shrub.
So you want to put a film on it.
Yes.
So now, one of the questions that I get asked often is people that have fruit trees, that the deer will come in and eat the buds in the really early spring. I've had people that say they've got a beautiful magnolia in the fall. It's loaded with buds. And when spring comes, either the deer or squirrels have eaten the bud. Can you use this Bobex R to put on your magnolias and fruit trees?
Yes. Those buds are loaded with sugars. And again, you know, I said this before, but these animals, these critters, know your yard better than you do. They know when things are just about ready to pop. They know when things are just before you go out and you'll go harvest your vegetables. They'll be there the night before you can get there. So those buds are loaded with sugars and loaded with energy for the animals. So you want to make sure you hit all sections of the plant and shrubs, the flowers,
now,
the buds.
So just and on the fruit trees and things, that's going to be something that we want to do when all the leaves come off.
With the buds still on the trees?
Yeah.
You want to make sure. And in order to salvage like, those flowers,
At this time of the year, you're going to waste a lot of the spray on the foliage that's going to fall. Wait until the leaves drop off the fruit trees and the magnolias, and then spray it.
Yep. Yep, just straight up to 7 feet. After that, they won't reach. They can't reach it. So just do give a quick spray on that, and that'll salvage your flowers for next year.
I did get a call a couple of weeks ago from a listener that lived near a lake, and she was having one heck of a problem with the Canadian geese coming in. And she said when they first landed in her yard, she thought they were kind of cute, you know, and enjoyed watching them. But she said the mess that the geese created, and then they were pulling all of the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a product that will keep the geese from destroying your yard and then leaving all of the mess.
Yep. What you want to try to do is stop them from eating. If they're not eating on the grass, they're not going to leave anything behind. So you want to pretty much sour the milk. If you can, the same thing goes with the moles and things like that. You want to stop them from feeding, seeing your yard as a food source. So if you spray the Bob XG on the lawn, it's going to sour the milk, so to speak, for the baby. So that way, if they're not going to eat it, they need to feed constantly. So they'll find other places to go right away. The only thing is she's got to be careful that another herd, another flock of geese may come in behind it. So you got to keep an eye on that.
So when the next flock comes in, then reapply the product.
Yep. So you got to keep that in mind, that because the lake is a natural area for those geese. You know, just because one leaves doesn't mean another flock isn't going to take its place.
Right. Now, give us the website where people can go to get information about Bob-X.
We do on www.bobex.com. That's BOBBEX.com. We try to keep it very informative and stuff. So it applies to whether you're using another brand or using our brand. We try to keep it honest, unbiased. There's a lot of information there for homeowners.
www.bobex.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's FERTILOME.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Boni Products has the answer. Boni Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Boni.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at the Topsfield Fair, and coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk with a former classmate, Ed White, and we're going to talk about chickens. And Ed put the chicken on the table with a portable cage on top of it, and he left to get a cup of coffee, and the chicken decided he was going to fly the coop. So you really missed it. The cage went flying in the air, and I caught the chicken in midair, and I thought Jared was going to have a heart attack when he heard all of the noise going on down there. But we're having a great time. Come on by and see us. We're in the produce department. We'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer your question. We have a pamphlet on late blight of tomatoes and potatoes and all kinds of things going on. Jared, let's go to the phone lines and get a couple of questions answered.
Okay, all right. First up, we have Joan on the line who's calling about a hibiscus.
Joan, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joan.
I have a beautiful hibiscus plant which I kept on my deck all summer and had beautiful flowers. I brought it in about 2 weeks ago and placed it in a west-facing window. Since I've had it in, it hasn't produced any flowers, and some of the buds have fallen off. And I would like to know how to take care of my hibiscus plant. And then I also have a question about African violets.
Okay, what's your question about the violets, Joan?
The African violets, I've had the plants for years, and I've always done very well. However, the leaves are turning yellow. And I'd like to know what I can do about this and if it indicates any problem.
Okay. On your violets, how often are you feeding them?
Oh, about once a month I feed them with a diluted African violet food.
Okay. Now, are these older plants? I mean,
yes, they are.
Had for
they
a while?
Are. They're several
have
years
you ever,
old.
Have you ever repotted them?
Not these. I don't think I have repotted these in a number of years.
I would think maybe it could be time for you to put them into a larger container. So okay. If they're in a 4-inch pot, for example, you could move them to a 5, maybe a 6, but no larger than that. 1 to 2 inches and with some fresh potting soil.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that I would do, violets are good. They're a plant that from now until April, you can put them in a south-facing window.
Mm-hmm.
And the more sun they get, the better they're going to blossom for you. Now, your hibiscus.
Yes.
Hibiscus is a tropical plant. It's a plant that's used to growing in full sun. And it probably did that on your deck. So by
wet.
You putting it...
Yeah. It was on a west-facing deck. It got afternoon sun.
Yeah. So by you putting it in the window itself, what I want you to do... I mean, today it's cloudy. You're not going to be able to... You're going to be able to really tell. But as soon as we get a sunny day, I want you to go look out that window and see how much sun is coming through the glass hitting your plant. If it's only going to get a couple of hours of direct sunshine, that hibiscus really will not flower during the winter. It does much better in the south-facing window with direct sun on it. The other thing, hibiscus should be fed every time you water. Every time. So if you're watering it once a week, feed it every week. And if you're like me, you're busy, and you... forget, then what I want you to do is this. I want you to buy a fertilizer like Osmocote. And it's spelled O-S-M-O-C-O-T-E. Osmocote looks like a little BB. And you put that right in your container of your hibiscus. And you can also put it with your African violets. And every time you water, that plant gets fed from the Osmocote. It's like a contact capsule. It bleeds liquid out of the capsule slowly over many, many days. And the Osmocote will last up to 6 months on your houseplants. So you try that, and you're going to see that you're going to have more blooms, but it's got to have more sunshine.